Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So it looks like Parler is back. That's right. The right wing, rabid right wing, Twitter wannabe, back online. And to be honest, it's interesting that they're going to be run through servers in Russia. We've got. I can't get over this, to be honest. But it's just funny and a whole bunch of things all at once. And here to share some thoughts on, well, the humor in all this, I've asked our good friend Pete Dominic to come talk with us, comedian and host of Stand Up with Pete Dominic. Pete, thanks for taking time for us.
Rick, I am in Moscow now. I am here covering the Parler story. And I can answer all your questions.
All right, let's start with that. Why Russia? Why did they go to Russia? Why would they go there, given all of the stuff of the last 4 years, all of the stuff that, no, the Russians weren't involved. No. Why would they go there?
Because there are certain entities, corporations, and businesses that are completely unethical in terms of where and how they operate, where they might get their funding, and so on. And usually you can punish, shame, or boycott them into changing their ways. But when you are a social media site that is harnessing and hosting hate and making a profit off of it, usually no one's going to want to host that at some point. But you know who will? The Russians, because they have played this amazing foreign policy, well, really war game of asymmetric warfare. And it's really not that hard to do if you have no ethics and if you have no integrity as a nation state, which is obviously the case with them. And more importantly, if you're a Parler, I mean, it's Parler. It's not like it's the Boy Scouts of America website that can't find a host. It's a social media site that hosts the worst kind of violent, threatening hatred that we could ever see. And nobody else can host that. We're not talking about pork and beans here, Rick Smith. We're not talking about, you know, some sports station. This is the worst kind of threatening, dangerous, terrorism, insightful hatred. And so, of course, the Russians are going to host it. That's the place to be.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not surprised. But, you know, I do, to highlight your point, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller did say last week that, he was kind of impressed with Russia, how they played a bad hand really well. So, I mean, this is, I guess, part of that, right?
Well, I mean, did they play a bad hand really well? Did they get a bad hand? I'm not sure the context of that quote is coming from. But Donald Trump, you know, worked with them. And, you know, there are a lot of Americans. I think it's important to just admit, and I wish they would admit, maybe they do, that they're more supportive of Russia's style of government and Russia's culture, frankly, than they are of America's. I think it's hard for a lot of people to understand that most Americans that are living today didn't see the great red threat that communism posed. Now they see a country that is itself a white supremacist country, and that appeals to them. The authoritarianism appeals to them. They don't really know or care much about the history. What's wrong with Russia, Rick? I mean, it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good from my vantage point if I'm into MMA and having a video camera on my dashboard to film potential fraudulent insurance claims.
I love that.
You see those videos? You ever watch those videos?
I do.
they like purposely run into people to get the money, and so everybody puts a camera on their dashboard so they don't get grifted on the roads.
Yeah, it's crazy, but that's what America's coming to. Speaking of lawsuits, are you surprised that Dominion Voting Systems is, I guess, threatening to sue? I guess not just Sidney Powell and a bunch of Trump's lawyers, but also now the MyPillow guy.
Well, the MyPillow guy, I used to actually do live reads for that company when I was at SiriusXM, probably over 5-6 years ago. And as a result, they gave me the MyPillow, because if I was advertising, you know, the product on my show, I was gonna get one. to be able to talk about it authentically. But the problem was I couldn't really say what I felt about it, because I'm here to tell your audience, Rick, that the MyPillow is like sleeping on a bag of onions. I thought that someone was filming me. I'm like, is this a genuine product? Is this really supposed to be of comfort? Because maybe the MyPillow guy is going to come after me now for defaming his product. But I'm telling you, I would rather sleep on a bag of rocks than the MyPillow. Also, and if you get one of every 100 MyPillows comes with a golden crucifix worth $100. So, yeah, you got to dig deep inside it. But the idea that Dominion is filing lawsuits against all the personalities, companies, Fox News, and has threatened them, and they had to put on those hilarious apologies on Lou Dobbs' show and others, it's hard to make a legal case of defamation, but not that hard. I mean, if you're going after a company in that way and you have that kind of influence, and you're saying something that is based on zero foundation of truth, which is what they've all been saying about Dominion, then you can make a legal case. And I don't know anything about the law, of course, in situations like this, Rick, but I do know that they all back down. They've all backed down and said, okay, we'll stop saying, we'll stop lying. Please don't, because clearly the Dominion company has good lawyers and a real case. But what if you said that about any other product? Night in and night out, you said that the eggs from this farm are killing people. They're poisoning and killing people, the eggs from this farm in Wisconsin. And the Wisconsin farmer's like, what are you talking about? My eggs are good. They're delicious eggs. There's never, no egg has killed anybody. Yeah, he would have a case too.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have the lawyers that they've got. So just a poor small farmer without a lawyer, you could probably get away with it.
I mean, at this point, who's left on his legal team? It's like Vanilla Ice and some guy who did one episode of The Soprano acting as a lawyer.
Maybe Lil Wayne. Evidently, Lil Wayne's getting a pardon.
Oh, who else is getting pardons, Rick? What are you hearing? Is Julian Assange getting one?
I haven't heard his name pop up, but I'm sure there's going to be a lot of surprise. I said on the day of the riot that I assume, you know, I said I believe Trump will blanket pardon all of them because they were there for him. They were loyal to him. They made him very happy as he watched it on TV. The reports that I saw say he was gloating and gleeful, probably the first time in a while that he's been like that. So I'm expecting blanket pardons.
Well, I mean, I heard his friend Lindsey Graham come on and warn him not to do that on Fox News, Maria Bartiromo's great patriotic show. Lindsey Graham was on. He's like, I'm telling you right now, Mr. President. He was talking right to the camera because he knew the president was watching. Maria Bartiromo even asked me, "What? I know you wanted to say something to the president." And then he spoke directly through the camera and to Trump's tiny brain. And he was saying, he warned him. He's like, I'm telling you right now, Mr. President, whatever you do, do not pardon these people. That would tear us to pieces. And I especially don't pardon the man who was shirtless. Don't pardon him. He needs to stay right in jail because his torso, his glistening torso and the horns on his hat, they need to stay in the jail because we don't need him out here anymore making people feel uncomfortable about themselves. I thought was a really, really, he really went for it on that. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, that's Maria Bartiromo's show. He gets pretty honest.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't see that, but I had heard. Because I said it as it was happening. I go, you know, he's going to pardon all these people. And the fact that a sitting U.S. senator has to come out and say, Mr. President, don't do that, to me speaks volumes of how crazy this guy really is.
Well, I mean, do we need any other evidence, Rick?
But every day there's something new that reminds us that we should have known. And that, you know, I've been talking about this for the last 4 years, 5 years, five and a half. We are where we were going to be, I believe. I remember on Inauguration Day, we said this is going to be horrible. These are going to be terrible 4 years, and they have been. I'll be honest, much worse than I ever thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to look back at what my predictions were. Do I need this phone? Should I use my mic? I'm on the phone, and I'm in my studio, Mike. I don't know if that'll work, Rick, but can you hear me? Anyway, whichever one works. I think that a lot of the worst case scenarios that we were concerned with were not necessarily, they didn't come through. And I think the worst of the worst case scenarios was that he was going to get reelected, and he didn't get reelected. And I think that, I don't know if you predicted or if anybody predicted the kind of pandemic that we've seen, but a lot of people certainly had the hypothetical scenario of some kind of national emergency or terrorist attack, and how would he take that? And clearly we have seen how he took and has taken the pandemic, and that's, he hasn't at all. He hasn't been worried about it. And so I think that that's the thing that really no one could have predicted. But we're turning the corner, and I'm excited to see that we're going to have grown-ups who care about government, who have experience in government, who respect how government works, and who specifically have fought and thwarted pandemics from AIDS to Ebola for their entire careers. People like the vice president, well, the Joe Biden future president, chief of staff, Ron Klain, of course, Anthony Fauci will be elevated and listened to. It's going to be, you know, there's a lot of really experienced scientists that are going to be running this. And I'm reminded of healthcare.gov, the Obama care website, when that crashed. That's what Biden's going to come in and do. He's bringing the smartest people in, and we're going to have a moonshot at vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days. And I think we get it done. I'm really feeling positive at the moment. Sometimes I feel alone.
I mean, just the fact that we're going to have competent people at the wheel, to me, is really, really incredible. I mean, to be honest, to me, it's just really incredible.
Yeah. I mean, it makes all the difference in the world when you have people running an agency of government or even running a business who care about doing a good job. And, you know, the incentive for Republicans, unfortunately, when they're in charge of government, is to destroy government, to fulfill their prophecy that government is the problem. And it's obviously antithetical to their mission at the head of any of these agencies or working in these agencies. But that's what they do. It always changes that way. And so to have Republicans, rather Democrats, who have a lot of experience specifically in the agencies, you know, they're experts. They're experts. Finally, if someone, if something breaks down and your truck breaks, the mechanic comes out and fixes the truck. You know who doesn't come out? An actor, a comedian. Okay, that's not who you call. And so the metaphor is that Trump had the actor and the comedian running the garage, and you need to put a mechanic in charge of the garage. It's not very difficult to understand. It's the secret of my success with my entire media venture. I just find the smartest people I can to come on and talk to me. It's really not that difficult if you want to learn how to do a good thing well.
No, I'm right there with you. I need much smarter people than me to make me look smarter. I'm right there with you.
I know. That's why I'm wondering who canceled that you ended up with me tonight. some scholar is sitting around going, I couldn't make it to Rick's show tonight. I wonder who he had to get.
No, you're fantastic. Let me ask you. You know, in Wednesday we're expecting the inauguration. It's going to happen. One of the questions that I've been asking is, you know, what's the right wing going to do once all of the fantasies of, you know, 190 people indicted, Joe Biden going to be one of them tomorrow, the March inauguration, you know, what are they going to do when none of that happens and all of their conspiracy theory goes up in smoke? People indicted.
I mean, it's a really important question. It's a really important question. I think it's anybody's best guess, Rick. I really do, because my predictions on such things are as good as anybody's. But I think that we have to treat this threat the way that it should have always been treated by the FBI. I mean, recall when President Obama was president and his Department of Homeland Security Secretary was Janet Napolitano, former Arizona governor, tough as nails woman, and she, you know, they put out a report and said their veterans were part, or a community that needed to be looked at as a potential domestic terrorist threat. Former veterans, former combat guys, they join up with these militia groups and so on. It's an obvious next thing for some of these guys. And they had to recall that. They had to take that out of that report from the Department of Homeland Security because the right didn't think it was, you know, they were offended by it, that you'd say that there were veterans, that there were white people, that there were Americans that were terrorists. And now we see, of course, there always have been, and there's always simply been way more. If you can do math, there's been way more attacks from white, right-wing domestic extremists. The FBI has all these numbers. And the media must do a better job at exposing this. We have to do a better job at making sure everybody knows what the true threat matrix is, and we have to resource that. And so I think that your question was, will it change? Will the fever break? Yeah, I think when you lock them up, and you prosecute them the way that you would any other terrorist, it gives people a second thought, especially some guy who's a weekend warrior who's getting poison poured into his ears every day by Sean Hannity and is getting angry and wanting to, you know, take a shot at somebody. Well, you know what? That guy's got a family. He's got health insurance. Maybe he doesn't want to commit suicide by cop for the next D.C. revolution. So I think that you prosecute these people to the full extent that you can. You change the laws. You resource the DHS, FBI to go after the people that they always should have been focused on, not some Muslim guy who just moved here from Morocco, who's got like a minimum wage job and no health care. He's doing three different jobs. He's just trying to make ends meet. And you're listening to his phone calls? Really? No. Listen to Cletus in the woods. Surveil that guy. And then arrest them and prosecute them the way they've always done it to these fake Al-Qaedas. Go after the Y'all-Qaedas, as people are calling them.
Yeah, I'm right there with the last question I've got for you. Are you having as much fun watching these people be arrested as I am?
It's replaced pornography. I mean, the only other kind of video that I watch with that kind of zeal and zealotry and almost arousal. I mean, yes, I am. I mean, it's difficult sometimes because I do have some compassion for people who have been completely brainwashed. And you hear that one D.C. police officer who so eloquently and articulately talked about this zealotry in their eyes of the true believers that they are. And I think that's important that we all realize that a lot of these people really believe the craziest shit that's so hard for us to believe. That doesn't mean that we need to allow them to commit crimes, but we need to understand that some of these people are true believers, just like Al-Qaeda members are true believers, and we have to fight their ideas as well.
Yep, we got to go after the Christo fascists and lock them up. I'm right there with you. Where's Rick Santorum when we need him? But Pete, I appreciate the time, man. Always great talking with you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you, Rick. I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it back. Our good friend Pete Dominic. Make sure you check out his work at standupwithpetedominic.com. Quick break, right back. Stick around. You listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.